Hello, my name is Mike Fenelon, and I'm a senior development engineer in the Windows device connectivity team. Today I'll be talking about how to retrieve configuration and status information from USB printers in Windows 8. I'll start by giving you an overview of what the new USB BIDA extender technology can do for you, explain the architecture and programming model of the extender, and tell you how USB MON and the new BIDA extension files interact. After we're done, you should understand how to integrate the new USB BIDA extension files into a V4 printer driver package, and how to implement the new USB BIDA JavaScript APIs to interact with a USB print device. This video session explains a subset of the new V4 printer driver model. Please watch session HW238T to understand the entire V4 printer driver model before watching this session. In Windows 8, the printer class driver and the V4 driver model will no longer support traditional language monitors. In place of this, the USB MON infrastructure has been extended to support BIDA communications and enable apps to receive rich status and configuration from a print device. The USB print extender enhances the functionality of the USB print and port monitor, otherwise known as USB MON, by enabling bidirectional communication between the client machine and USB-connected print device. This is accomplished with a simple XML-based syntax, which print driver developers use to define printer configuration and status properties for their print devices. The values of these new properties are then retrieved from the print device through a set of JavaScript functions provided with the V4 printer driver. Let's talk about the architecture model. The USB print BIDA extender is made up of a number of new components. First, the USB BIDA XML extension file contains all the definitions for the configuration and status properties for the device supports. Then the USB BIDA JavaScript extension file contains the JavaScript functions that allow USB MON to interact with the print device to retrieve the supported properties. As each new USB port is created and opened, USB MON will determine if the attached printer driver contains a new JavaScript and or XML extension file, which is listed in the V4 driver manifest in the BIDA files section. If these files are present, a new BIDA port object will be created. This object will use the XML extension file to build the list of extended BIDA schema properties each particular port supports, and then communicate with the device via the JavaScript functions to query their values. The driver or status app can now get BIDA properties, set BIDA properties, and register to receive BIDA change notifications from the device. Now let's look at the programming model. There are three new functions that the JavaScript extension file must support. The first function is getSchemas. This is used by USB MON to query for the values of the BIDA schema properties supported by the current print device. The JavaScript code can communicate with the print device to ask for the current value of the BIDA schema properties and return that data to USB MON. The next function is setSchema. This is used by USB MON to set the value of a BIDA schema property. This is called each time a BIDA set is made by an app and allows the JavaScript code to set a value in the print device or to ask the device to perform some kind of action. The final function is getStatus. This function is called by USB MON when a print device is active. This allows the device to report status while it is receiving print data. If a print device detects a status change while printing, it can return data to this function, and this can be converted to a BIDA schema property and sent to interested apps via a BIDA notification. Next, let's talk about the requirements for these print extender files. The file requirements for utilizing the USB BIDA extender are straightforward and consist of the following files: the USB BIDA XML extension file, which contains the definitions of the new BIDA schema properties, and the USB BIDA JavaScript extension file, which contains the JavaScript functions that will be called by USB MON to retrieve or set the values of the new BIDA schema properties. Now let's have an overview of the USB BIDA XML extension file and the JavaScript extension file. Then let's go over how you integrate these BIDA files with a V4 driver. Here's an example of USB BIDA XML extension file. This file contains the definitions of new BIDA schema properties supported by the print device. Each property is part of a hierarchical structure that is defined by the XML schema. Examples in this file are a queryable Boolean value like printer.configuration.jpg duplex unit, colon, installed, or a settable value like printer.extension, colon, device action. Here is an example of a portion of a USB BiDi JavaScript extension file. This file contains the JavaScript functions that will allow USBMon to interact with the print device to retrieve or set BiDi schema properties. This portion is the getSchemas function provided by to allow USBMon to query the device for BiDi schema properties. The function has a number of arguments which are used to determine what to ask the device, how to read or write data to the device, then to return the BiDi schema properties to USBMon. The code within the JavaScript function will use the query keys array to determine what BiDi schema properties to query and return to USBMon. Then write data to the device and read responses from the device using functions in the printer stream object. Lastly, the data read from the device can then be interpreted into values for the BiDi schema properties and returned to USBMon by adding each new response to the printer BiDi schema's responses object. Now let's look at how you'd integrate these extension files within a new driver package. This is an example of a V4 printer driver manifest file. To enable the USB BiDi extender, the V4 printer driver manifest needs a BiDi file section, as I've highlighted here. Within the BiDi file section will be an entry for each of the new USB BiDi extension files. The keyword BiDi USB file indicates the USB BiDi XML extension file, and the keyword BiDi USB JS file identifies the USB BiDi JavaScript extension file. These files are part of the complete driver package, as I'll show you in the next slide. Here we see a portion of the example V4 printer driver INF file. As you can see by the highlighted areas, the new USB BiDi extension files are added to a copy section that describes the V4 printer driver, and also to the source disk files section to tell setup where to find the files and where to copy them to. In summary, what we've heard today is how the new USB BiDi extender technologies make it easy to get and set BiDi schema properties for USB-connected print devices without custom binary code from an ISV. This makes it easy to create rich BiDi-enabled status monitors for USB print devices. The new USB BiDi extension files provide a simple method to extend the types of data a USB device can provide using the BiDi schema, and incorporates this into a V4 printer driver package. To learn more about the whole V4 printer driver architecture, please watch session HW238T, Connecting Print Devices to Word Windows Using V4 Print Drivers, or some of the other sessions listed here. For more information on all the technologies used in the USB BiDi extender, please see these additional topics on MSDN or contact Microsoft using the prninfo@microsoft.com email address. Thanks for watching, and I hope this has been helpful.